Al Schacht, you're the clown prince of baseball, but you're also a former major league pitcher. Now, what one quality in a pitcher is most important?
Try to get the batters out, I guess.
No, more seriously, Al.
Well, I think is to stay ahead of the hitter at all times. You know, it's a lot of things happen in baseball with a pitcher that are overlooked, that they don't look to, and that is, in a close ball game, when a weak hitter comes up, and the first man especially is to work like anything at him and try to get him out. They do the opposite thing because he's a weak hitter. They won't work so hard, and the first thing you know, he gets on base, and the good hitter comes up and hits that three-base hit, a home run, you're in trouble.
Al, let me ask you this. You're active in sports circles. You're active in baseball circles. Here in your restaurant, all the big personalities come here at one time or another. Looking back over all your years being associated with sports, who is the greatest sports personality you ever met?
Well, I think Babe Ruth was the greatest. In baseball, was the greatest. And in boxing, of course, it was Jack Dempsey. And in golf, it was Bobby Jones. Of course, we're going back to the 20s when these were great. But the greatest, I think, as far as from an active standpoint, the greatest athlete I ever knew for records and everything, and so I'm talking baseball, was Ty Cobb. My opinion, the greatest ball player, I would say by far, that ever lived.
Well, what made him so great?
Well, he was smarter probably than anybody. He was quicker on his feet. I don't mean running. I mean quick and getting away. He was also a fast runner. He was a great student of the game. He was the most aggressive ball player I ever saw. I called him Mr. Moore for 17 years while I was in American League. And he asked me one day, why do you call me Mr. Moore? I says, well, it's about time you ask me. I've got more singles, more doubles, more triples, more stolen bases. Led the American League more than anybody. You got more assists, more putouts, and you got more money than anybody in baseball. That's why I called you Mr. Moore. And that about hit it on the nail.
Al, who is the best pitcher that you ever saw in action?
Well, I'm proud to say I roomed with the greatest pitcher that I ever saw, and that was Walter Johnson of the Washington Baseball Club. He was the greatest I ever saw. The only man I ever knew in baseball relied on one pitch, only one pitch. No slow ball, no change of pace, nothing but a fastball, and the batter knew what was coming, and he still was throwing that ball by them. This was the greatest pitcher that ever lived.
Al Schacht, can a pitcher acquire speed, or is this something that is born in him?
There's nothing a fella can acquire that's not born into him. Sometimes your fastball, you'll develop a little faster as you get maybe a little more weight or you get a little older. But you can't teach a fella how to throw a fastball. You might be able to teach him how to throw a curve. As a matter of fact, I don't think any pitcher can be taught. The greatest pitchers that ever lived never was taught anything about pitching. They acquired it all by themselves by experience.
Thank you very much, Al Schacht. This is Cliff Evans reporting. Now, here's an important word for you from Monroe.